Order. Order.
Mr. Speaker, I'm very pleased to report that the rate of escapes from New Zealand prisons has dropped to the lowest level the department has ever recorded.
The Minister of Corrections, Judith Collins, taking advantage of a Patsy question to deliver some good news for the government.
Over the past financial year, there have been 3 escapes from places of custodial control and 6 walkaways in which low security prisoners have walked away from supervision or escaped while being escorted. This compares with 12 escapes in 2008-09 and 23 in the previous year, 23 when Mr. Gough was the Minister.
Judith Collins then looked for another question from her National Party caucus colleague, Melissa Lee.
Supplementary question to the Minister. Can she explain the reasons behind the record low number of escapes, apart from the fact that she's a fantastic Minister?
Judith Collins.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure about that last bit.
But there was no mistaking the reaction of her ministerial colleague, Paula Bennett, to a question from Labor's deputy leader, Annette King.
Speaker, I suppose I'd just question where the member's been for the last 2 years, actually.
The Speaker, though, told Ms. Bennett to answer Mrs. King's question, which asked her why she had waited 18 days before releasing the full summary of benefit figures for July.
And was the reason because between July 2009 and July 2010, under her stewardship, 18,000 more people received a main benefit, 6,800 more received an unemployment benefit, over 400 more received an emergency benefit, the independent youth benefit rose by almost 30%, and the unemployment benefit student hardship rose by almost 85%.
Paula Bennett said she'd been releasing the figures faster than under Labor.
But, Mr. Speaker, with those increases that the member mentions, it should be no surprise that actually we are going through tough times. There are people that are looking for work and unable to get them. And I think when you see some of the best of times between 2000 and 2009, when we could have upskilled young people so they actually could get into sustainable jobs, we could have been supporting businesses more so that they were actually creating employment for people, now we have got a big job to do in turning that around.
Question time was followed by the House going back into urgency with Labor's Chris Hipkins taking advantage of his remaining 7 minutes in the third reading debate on the Motor Vehicle Sales Amendment Bill to compare the former Minister of Consumer Affairs and ACT Party Deputy Leader, Heather Roy, with her successor in both positions, John Boscawen.
Mr. Speaker, when we finished before lunchtime, I was congratulating Heather Roy on the very comprehensive speech that she did to the third reading of this bill, and contrasting it with the speech delivered by the Minister in charge of the bill, I wondered, in fact, whether Heather Roy had, in fact, written the speech herself before she was given the chop.
Despite urgency, some committees found time to meet. The Commerce Committee, for instance, met before the start of business in the Chamber to hear submissions on the TVNZ Amendment Bill. As well as abolishing the charter, the bill clears away copyright issues to allow screening of programmes made before the commercialisation of TVNZ in 1989. Rhys Lyon reports that among submissions was one on behalf of the On Screen Trust, an online service with a website featuring archived New Zealand television content.
Appearing for the Trust, their acting chair, Teresa Shreves, supported one of the bill's aims, to make more archival television footage available to the public.
We support the notion that this screen heritage should be freely available to all New Zealanders. Indeed, that is what NZ On Screen is all about. We were the first to provide free access to this sort of content in an entirely non-commercial way as a public good.
Ms. Shreves wanted to ensure NZ On Screen would have the same access to TVNZ's archive as the state broadcaster.
The bill should provide for NZ On Screen to have equal access to this content alongside TVNZ, rather than being required to enter into negotiations with TVNZ as to how much would be available to us or what price we would be required to pay TVNZ.
Ms. Shreves explained why paying for access to TVNZ's archives wasn't an option for her organisation.
NZ On Screen is not the same as TVNZ. There's no advertising on our site, and there is no revenue generated around the content on our site. It is because of this very non-commercial aspect and nature of our site that many performers and members of the industry have trusted us and have been willing to freely give to us their content. we will always continue to ensure that their rights have been cleared. It is a free public good entirely funded by public money and should not be required to pay into the archive fund.
New Zealand On Screen Trust Acting Chair Teresa Shreves speaking to the Commerce Committee.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.